Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, name is David.
Roger, roger, Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Papa, the name is Ed.
Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon, how you doing?
I've been here in front of you, Dave, but I hadn't heard from Ed in a while.
I'm getting ready to have to jump off of this one anyway.
Said I didn't want to be rude and cut in, but I hadn't heard from Ed in probably 2 months.
Yeah, KB4CBA.
Where you been up to?
Work some and trying to figure out this radio hobby.
I quit trying to figure it out. I just go with the flow. That's why I turned gray-headed, I guess.
I'm definitely gray-headed now.
Take my truck and get the oil changed in it, and it's been sitting since the latter part of September. So I figured I'd better get it serviced and make sure it wasn't gummed up.
Yeah, well, it's been sitting a while. In quite some time. Been wondering what was going on.
Back latter part of September, I had a real bad kidney and bladder infection times two. It almost took me out of here. It took me this long to get back like I was.
Knew you had the bladder infection and were having some health issues, and then your didn't your wife fall and break a hip or something like that?
She fell and broke her shoulder, and they released her last week. So she don't have to go to therapy, don't have to go to the doctor no more. So I'm glad of that.
Sure you are.
I've just been going.
Okay, it's just been tough trying to get stuff in, and with the cost of diesel fuel going up, it's really starting to make it difficult.
Who are you paying? Because gas over here has jumped up to $4.19 a gallon.
It was tough.
For very many people to go on vacation this year if this keeps up.
It doesn't seem to be slowing them down on the roads right now.
We don't come into Clemson because they're having two separate graduations today from the university. They had three yesterday, and it was terrible. And I remember working those days when traffic was, and graduation was going on. You couldn't sit there, nobody was sick.
Any better now? Probably worse.
Graduating, that's why they had to have five separate graduations.
See how all these people affording to go to a four-year college anymore. Putting yourself in that kind of debt.
What about the debt? They're not guaranteed a job.
And most of them don't work in the field that they went to school for.
I'm about the only one in the family that stayed in the field. Me and my brother. He took animal science, and he worked for the university with the animal science department. And I took criminal justice, and I became a cop.
I never went to a four-year school. I went and got an associate's degree after I got laid off up at DuPont. And got an associate's degree in automotive applied science and turned wrenches for almost 20 years after that. And now I'm selling tools, so I guess I'm still using my degree in that.
I'm sure they taught you a little bit of business while you were there. You still in the field. You'll do all right. I got confidence in you.
Good. But how's everything been going your way?
Started right now at the house. My oldest boy's house caught on fire. They caught it in time before it burned up, but he's having to stay with us, him and his family, until they get it fixed up. So that's a bunch of people in one house. It gets a little crowded, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I wasn't about to let him go stay in some motel.
You take care of family above all else.
last 6 months. Ain't been lucky for none of us.
It sure hasn't. I'm glad to hear you back on the radio. Hopefully I get to hear you on here more often now.
Sweetie, I miss it, and I miss it bad. But you'll get to hear me more often. How's Mike and Ken doing and the rest of the gang?
Heard from Mike and Tim and months either. It's just me, Ken, and Andrew left on the radio of the morning.
My talk with Mike on the phone, they were having employee issues. They were down like 3 technicians, and Tim and Tim were having to go in early to get other stuff done and then go out and work in the bays.
Guess what's been going on with them, last we heard from them anyway. It's probably been close to 6 months since I talked to Tim, and it's probably been a month and a half, 2 months since I talked to Mike.
To get in there and give old Mike a call and check on them, make sure they're okay. KM4NAP Friday.
Usually me or Ken will shoot them a text message and check on them every now and then, see how everybody's doing, but that's about it.
When I talked to Mike, he said we're going to try and plan to get together and somewhere and meeting up.
I enjoyed the last time we got together. Ken and I got together a couple weeks ago. Ken and Susan and my wife all got together, had dinner there in Greer one evening.
If you all get together and want to plan something up, you go right ahead. You just let me know when and where.
Not doing that now that you're feeling better. With no point in trying to plan it with everybody not doing good health-wise, so maybe now that everybody's feeling better, we can try to plan a Saturday or something where we can all get together.
Me, how's the property coming?
Greater this morning so we can start laying out where to put the road in and the house place. I got to get that done so I can get the well and septic permits. Started looking at manufactured homes or modular homes. And the builders, everybody to build a house up here is 2 to 3 years out now.
See where people get money to build these new houses, especially keep contractors out 2 or 3 years before they can take a new client.
I don't know either. It doesn't seem to be any shortage of people spending money, and I just, that scares me, to be honest with you, because sooner or later it's going to run out and there's not going to be anybody there to pay those bills.
Or if I did, I think that's what some people in this country want to have.
There, it definitely appears that way. Seems to be what everybody wants anymore, I believe.
Last 2 more years, maybe we'll get lucky and get somebody in there that knows what they're doing.
Unless we put some people in office that are actually going to do what they're there for and quit worrying about padding their pockets, I don't think.
I'll pad their pockets regardless, but it seems like when they go in honest, they come out crooked.
It does something to them, that's for sure.
I saw an undercover surveillance tape of a congressman sitting at the desk talking, and his aide came in and handed him an envelope. His aide told him that that was his contribution back from, he named the company. And he wasn't too long in office after that.
About right. And sadly, it goes all the way down to our local officials.
Terrible here. And what gets me is people from up north will move down here and want everything like it was up north. If they're so happy the way things are back home, that's where they need to stay. Not trying to be smart or hateful or anything, but I don't want to live like people up north live.
I can agree with you there. I don't want to live like that. but they seem to be coming in and taking over. So I don't know what to do with them, how to fight them, or because I don't know. People like me, I just want to go to work and be left alone. I want to be able to do my thing, but it's hard to make myself want to stand up and do that.
Gotta run. Mama calling on the phone, so I will catch you next time. I'll be back on the road now in probably about 30 minutes because I gotta make a run to the dump. So you be careful and have a good one. KM4 NAP will be clear on your final.
How good it was to hear from you today. You take care out there, and I'll let Ken know I talked to you. And so, step 3, KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear for now.
KX, KO4 NUE.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Patrick, what's going on, bud? Just going to let you know, we went to that situation we was talking about yesterday. It's pretty much right on.
It doesn't surprise me. That's pretty much what I've been getting to, so just have to do the best we can with it.
Yeah, sure. Hey, don't do the best you can with that.
I really don't know either. I got no clear plan to deal with it, but I mean, I can't just roll over and not do anything.
Well, listen, I just stepped out of the truck, so I'm just going to let you know what we found out. Iffy was the word, I believe.
On very shaky ground, but yeah, I appreciate that, and I'll talk to you later since you got to get out. And good to hear from you, KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. Step 3.
KO4NUE, clear.
Monitoring both.